International donors meeting in Tokyo have pledged about $3 billion to help rebuild Afghanistan. That amount falls short of the $10 billion in international aid that the UN estimates the country will need over the next decade. But the leader of Afghanistan's interim government welcomed the donations, describing them as a good start. From Tokyo, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
It's hard to overestimate the needs of a country like Afghanistan, a country that lacks even the most basic amenities, the kind of things most people around the world take for granted: decent roads, electricity, health care, and education. The head of the interim government in Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai, urged the international donors gathered at a posh hotel in Japan, one of the world's wealthiest nations, to imagine life in Afghanistan, one of the world's poorest.
We are nicely dressed. We have eaten a good breakfast this morning. But ladies and gentlemen, please remember that there are in Afghanistan millions of people, literally millions of people, who have not been able to send their children to school, who have not been able to find treatment for very minor illnesses. So please imagine a scene much worse than what I'm going to say here in this document.
Karzai went on to list Afghanistan's most pressing needs: money to help repatriate the millions of Afghan refugees, more money to help clear the estimated 8 million landmines scattered around the country. Karzai's fledgling government is broke. Most civil servants haven't been paid in more than 8 months. Without an immediate cash infusion, he says, the new administration will cease to function. The world's wealthiest nations are rushing to help. The U.S. today pledged $300 million towards the reconstruction effort. That's in addition to the $400 million in humanitarian assistance President Bush pledged last fall. Speaking in Tokyo today, Secretary of State Colin Powell said the donations aren't simply a matter of altruism. It's in the U.S. interest, he said, to help rebuild Afghanistan.
Our shared goal is to help the Afghan people rebuild a politically stable, economically viable, secure Afghanistan, an Afghanistan where terrorism and traffickers can never again flourish.
Many other countries agree, and they too are pledging large sums of money: $500 million from the European Union, $200 million from Saudi Arabia, which was one of the few nations in the world that recognized the Taliban regime. Another former Taliban supporter, Pakistan, has donated $100 million. Japan, host of this week's conference, is also one of the biggest donors. It's pledged $500 million over the next 2.5 years. Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi compared Afghanistan today to Japan in 1945, after its defeat in World War II. At that time, the world helped rebuild Japan, and, says Koizumi, now it should do the same for Afghanistan.
I want these people to throw away their guns, to take up farming tools, and to shed their sense of insecurity, to nurture confidence. Thus, they can proceed the task to rebuild their own country.
The new Afghan government welcomes these donations, but serious questions have been raised about its ability to absorb so much money so quickly. It has no functioning central bank, no stable currency, and no real control over most of the country. The fear is that millions of dollars will simply disappear into the hands of corrupt warlords. Afghanistan's new Prime Minister Hamid Karzai addressed these concerns, promising a completely transparent distribution of funds. His real fear, he says, is that the world will forget about Afghanistan once it fades from the headlines. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tokyo.